Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby, broadcast live to the cosmos on the Heritage Radio Network.
Good Monday afternoon to everybody, and welcome to another episode of Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. My co-host and producer extraordinaire is Sophie Schlesinger.
Hi, everybody.
And today we are really lucky to be joined by two guests in studio to talk about working in cheese, what it takes to become a cheese professional, and specifically the differences in being a cheese professional in France and America. So on the French side of things, we are very lucky to have with us Marwan Amour, who is the cave manager at Marie Quatre Hommes.
Yes, exact. Hello, everybody.
Thank you for coming all the way from France to be with us. And he, of course, had other things to do in cheese here while he was
visiting.
What
are you talking about?
Cutting the curd. Yeah. I know. One day, that'll be the sole reason for anyone to cross the pond. And then we also have with us Sue Sturman, who's been a previous guest on the show, who is spearheading the CCPE exam. I always want to mix up the letters, but Certified Cheese Professional exam that's going to be offered at the American Cheese Society conference this August in Raleigh.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank
you. Great. I love this show.
Well, And so we're going to talk a little bit, and since we might do a little French and English, you know, depending on how the show goes, but we'll make sure everything gets translated for everybody. But so I'd like to start by asking Marwan, how did you choose cheese as a profession?
Because cheese for me is the way to can work beside animals, nature, and to have something with commerce.
Yeah, commerce, business.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
So for you, it's the connection of agriculture, nature, and business, and making that connection.
Yes.
Now, is your family in farming or agriculture? Did you grow up on a farm, or?
Yes, kind of. I grew up in a very small familiar farm who produced olive oil.
Ah, okay.
Okay, just for our family, about 103 of olive.
Wow.
And my father also has ride horses.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yes, for racing.
Ah, for racing. Wow. Interesting.
Yes. And sometimes we have some sheep and cow and all that. And this is the atmosphere where I grow up.
That's very interesting. And so, and what part of France did you grow up in? What region?
I'm not really from France. I'm from Tunisia, North Africa. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Pardon me. I didn't do my research.
No, it's no problem.
That's great. And so, you had the olive trees, you had the horses, and then all these other animals around.
Yes.
So how did you make your way to Paris and to the Fromagerie Quatre Hommes?
When I were in Tunisia, I began my first formation?
Education.
Education, yes. My first education in cheese. And I learned that I have to learn more, and in a country who has a good cheese. This is why...
That was your motivation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I did two years education in ENIL, École Nationale d'Industrie Laitière. It's a national school of...
Dairy sciences.
Yes.
Okay.
And after 2 years, I found a work at La Maison du Fromage at Paris in 7th District.
Wow. And so, you know, I feel like that is the school that you're describing. I feel like the closest equivalent we would have here is maybe like the University of Wisconsin-Madison or some other state school.
Or VIAC in Vermont.
Yeah, that has a good dairy program. But most young people don't, at least where I grew up, don't choose to take that kind of a program. And I feel like most cheese professionals that we work with haven't had the opportunity to attend a school like that. So can you tell us a little bit about what the school was like? What classes did you take there? Just about what you, also, what did you learn?
And also maybe the options, the different kinds of study that you can do through these different schools, because there's the agriculture, there's the animal husbandry, there's the cheese make. Il y a tous ces gammes de tous ces routes.
Oui, qu'on peut prendre. En France, en général.
In your school, dans
my school.
Oui.
Yes, it's specific school just for dairy product. Mm. Yes, and there is different kinds of diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it depends of your school level.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and with my level, I have access to a lot of diploma, I chose to do two different formation.
Two different kinds of study,
or two different tracks.
Kind of study. Two different tracks. Yeah.
Yes, to see more things and to travel in France.
Almost like we call it a double major.
Yeah.
It's like you decide that two areas of study that you want to focus on instead of just one.
Yes.
Yeah. Et c'était lesquels? What were the two?
I was on Loire Valley.
Mm, beautiful.
Yes, country of all the famous wine, like Sauvignon and all that, with a small farmer to product about five or six different kind of cheese. With pasteurized milk, farmer cheese, and it was my first experience, yes, in France.
Wow.
Very interesting. And the second one was in La Franche-Comté. It's the northeast of France, the country of the Comté.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there like a caviste.
The caviste, so that's somebody who works in the caves, taking care of the cheeses, and that's great.
Yes.
So you got to see two sides. You got to see the production of cheese, and then you got to see the aging or the affinage.
Exact, yes.
Yeah. And did you work with animals as well as part of your studies?
Yes, because in my first internship, because we manufacture farmer cheese, and it means
farm
fermier,
which is to say
farmstead
cheese.
Yep,
farmstead cheese, and it means that the cows who produce the milk are in next to the cheese shop.
Wow,
the shop.
Yeah, and so were you responsible also for caring for the animals and for milking them?
No.
Okay.
No.
In America, too, that seems like it's very separate. You know, one person takes care of the work in the barn with the animals, and one person takes care of the cheese room and making the cheese. So you've seen all the sides of the business then, from the production to the aging, and now you're at the final frontier with the consumers at the fromagerie.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the business, the Quatre Roms business? You said they have a few shops in Paris.
Yes, we have four shops in Paris. Quatre Roms is a great... It's not just my opinion, but it's really a great brand of selling cheese in Paris. We work with the best restaurants in Paris, like Georges V, Phuket, Matignon, and all that. And my boss, Marie Catrum, is like encyclopédie vivante.
She's a living encyclopedia of cheese.
Yes, really.
And how long has the Catrum family had the business?
It's the second generation.
Second generation.
And since 210, Max Catrum, the son of Marie Catrum, work at the cheese shop.
Oh, great.
The third generation.
The third generation begins.
Yes.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before the show about what makes Catrum a great cheese shop. Because as you said, in Paris, you walk 200 meters and you'll find another cheese shop.
Yes.
So what makes you guys special?
I think if you can resume that in one word, is the passion.
Passion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
The passion. Yes, really. They have, they love really cheese and they have the...
Le devoir.
The will? The desire?
Yes, the desire to learn to the customers what's the cheese.
Yeah.
How to eat the cheese. What's the best cheese. How to eat it with what and all that.
That's great.
But, you know, I was there in February and I was interviewing Marie Catrum, and one of the things that I noticed was that every person that walked into that shop, she knew them, she knew their palate, and she knew their preferences. And she knew their names, and she knew the names of their children.
Wow.
I mean, the customer service is not to be paralleled anywhere.
Wow.
And that is one of the fundamental things that I think the top French cheesemongers are really all about these days in Paris, certainly, is that customer service, that special relationship with the customers, building the confidence in their expertise and seeking out the cheeses and really representing this very, very profound expertise and having the trust of their customers. And that's how they retain them, and they build this very, very strong relationship.
Wow. Well, that's amazing, because that also means that not only the owner, Marie Catrum, but all of her staff must exude that feeling as well. So can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to train with Marie Catrum? What was it like to learn from her?
The best description of the cheese.
Mm.
They have the exact word to describe a cheese. And she know a story about every cheese, each cheese, sorry.
Yeah.
And she knows about cheese in all the world, not just in France.
So she's a good educator and
yes.
a good communicator.
I feel that I am in continuity of my study when
yeah.
I am with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really great. That's really great. Well, it looks like we've come to the halfway point of the show, so we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we have lots more questions for Marwan and Sue, so stay with us.
Market is a proud sponsor of Transforming Cities in partnership with BioCities and the Harvard University Graduate School of Design on May 2nd. Buy tickets and learn from multiple stakeholders on how food systems shape cities. Visit biocities.org for more information.
What if your world should fall apart? Welcome back to Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. My co-host is Sophie Schlesinger. And we are talking, what does it take to become a cheese professional with Sue Sturman and Marwan Amor. So when we left off, we were talking about learning from a mentor like Marie Quatrombe, which has got to be just an amazing experience. Right before the break, Sue had mentioned something, a question which I thought was really, really interesting. And that question was, why does a French cheesemonger want to come to the United States to learn about our cheeses when you obviously have such a rich history? So what made you curious about American cheese and farming here?
Okay. In fact, one year ago, I met with Christina Fleming, who worked for Library Gourmet and Wine Library.
In New Jersey.
Yes, in New Jersey. She's manager there. And I discovered that she works in cheese in United States and all that. And I tell her that she can work with me 2 or 3 days if she wants in Paris there. And when we did this, she invited me to come in United States to discover American cheese. And this is the real reason.
That's wonderful. Wow. And so had you tasted American cheeses before?
Yes. Before, no. It's my first time today, yes.
Wow. So what do you think?
I love American cheese. Yes. Not all the cheese, but I taste some cheese very exceptional and very different that we have in France.
Great. All right, good. So we're on to something.
You heard it here.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, being a fromager or a cheese professional, is that a popular profession in France for young people? Do you see other young people becoming interested in cheese, or who works at the cheese shops?
No, unfortunately, no. Young people prefer to work in banks, society, on the service and all that, not in cheese. We can say that it's kind of work who disappearing. Yes.
Yeah.
In France. But there is enough in the new generation who work in cheese to
continue the tradition.
Yes, continue the tradition.
Because here in the United States, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like most people in the cheese industry are quite young, and now it's about finding a way to make the profession sustainable for people who love cheese, making it a real career as opposed to just a part-time job for a couple of years, and then someone, would move on. Well, that's very interesting. So for you, in France, being a cheesemonger is very different than here. There, just as your education system is different, there are kind of tests and contests and levels of professionalism that you can achieve as a cheesemonger, such as the MOF, the Meilleur Ouvrier de France. Can you tell us a little bit about what that system is and if you're interested in it?
Yes. In each profession of food in France, there is concours.
A competition.
Competition of Meilleur Ouvrier de France. It means the best
worker
in France. And it's a diploma agreed.
It's recognized by the state.
Yes.
Okay.
By the national education.
Mm.
Yes. It's a real diploma.
Wow. And so for a cheesemonger, you can try to become a Meilleur Ouvrier de France. And how do you do that? How do you go about that process?
Comment est-ce qu'on fait? Comment est-ce qu'on construire l'objectif de devenir MOF?
All cheesemonger, all all people who works in cheese have the right to participate to this competition.
Okay.
He just need the accord of his boss.
Okay, permission, yes, or permission. Support. Or sponsorship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of his boss. But this kind of competition is better to do it when we have worked little time in the cheese.
Mm. How long do you think? Well, for you, for instance, when will you feel comfortable entering this competition?
Okay, for me, I think that after 10 years working in the cheese, it's the good time to make this competition.
Wow.
To do
wow.
this competition, yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's like becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
But Marwan just was in the Lire d'Or competition at the Salon de Fromage in February.
Yes.
And so can you tell us about that, the Lire d'Or? Is that a different, it's a different kind of competition?
Yes. Yes, it's different for youngest people. And it's just one...
En français.
C'est une seule épreuve.
It's just one test. Mm. So it's one competition in one day. Mm. It's not over many weeks the way the MOF is.
Ah, okay.
Or over many days the way MOF is.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We have a subject to respect, platter of cheese for a number of people and with some condition.
Okay. Okay.
So they have to have it has to be a presentation platter, and they have to have a certain number of cheeses, a certain number of them have to be AOC cheeses, and some of them have to be cut, and some of them have to be presented in whole form, and you have to come up with a theme, and it's based on its beauty and originality and how effective a presentation of cheese it is.
Wow. And does this include accompaniments, things to eat with the cheese, like honey or nuts or anything like that, or is it just cheese?
Yes, we have the right to get some eats to eat with food, with cheese. Sorry, in my platter, I tried to choose something new, like flour.
Mm.
Comestible flour?
Edible flowers.
Yeah.
Edible flowers.
Mm.
And some kinds of honey from Corsica.
Mm.
And some specific jam.
Great. Great.
Yes.
So this is a good place to segue, I feel like, into the tasting aspect, because you are in the process of starting your own enterprise,
yes.
Right? A tasting business. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Saveur de Lait. I created Saveur de Lait 1 year ago. And I created this because je me suis aperçu.
I understood.
Yes,
discovered.
I understood that a lot of people need to know what we eat, and needs to know what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Saveur de Lait consists to get a tasting of cheese and to speak about the cheese and to learn people, to teach people how to cut the cheese, how to eat it with order of. Ordre de puissance.
The order of strength.
Strength of the
yes.
cheeses.
Yeah. And
yeah.
all that. And what kind of wine.
That's very cool. So when I learned that, I found that very surprising, because I feel like my conception of French people is that French people already know everything there is to know about cheese. But it's
genetic, because they're French.
Yeah, they're just born with it. But so do you find a lot of you have a lot of clients who are very interested in learning more about cheese and learning having a deeper understanding?
Yes, it's learning more, as you said, more that they know. And I work also with a lot of étrangers.
Foreigners.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So people who come to visit Paris can do a cheese tasting with you.
Yes, exact.
Yeah. Okay. And who else are your customers? Do you work with, I know in America, for instance, sometimes companies will sponsor their staff to go for a cheese tasting as a company event. Do you have other types of customers like that who do your tastings?
Yes. Some business, some society who get a dinner with les salariés.
With the employees?
With the employees and all that.
That's great.
And I was going to ask too, what about other people working in food, but maybe not cheese? Are they more interested in learning maybe how to eat cheese or all the different details to kind of help them with their other work in food?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
Alors les autres professionnels de fromage,
oui.
D'alimentation,
oui.
Par exemple la restauration, etc. Mm-hmm. Est-ce que eux ils sont intéressés aussi d'apprendre les choses sur le fromage? Est-ce qu'ils font partie de ta clientèle?
Yes, and especially people who works in wine.
Who work in wine?
Who work in wine? Because wine and cheese are very complementary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Very complementary.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. So, what I would ask you, what would be your final professional goal? Do you want to have your own shop someday, or do you want to build this business of cheese tastings?
Yes, I think it's the logical way to open my own cheese shop to try to do what I understood about cheese, and also my main,
mm-hmm.
my other's mains,
yeah.
are to militer.
Ah, to be militant about.
Yes, to be militant about raw milk and more. Harmony.
Harmony. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harmony, yes, between cheese and nature.
Ah, okay. So the raw milk and harmony between cheese and nature. So farming in a sustainable way. And well that sounds good to me. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We really have loved chatting with you and learning about being a cheesemonger in France. So, if people want to learn more about your business, do you have a website or a Facebook page for Saveur du Lait where people can find you?
Yes, I have a fan page on Facebook.
Okay.
Saveur du Lait.
And we'll make sure we tag that on the show here.
In one word. And yes.
Well, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. And we will be
Me
back.
Me too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And you are welcome in Paris.
Hey, anytime. Yeah. That sounds great. Cutting the Curd field trip.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back next Monday with another episode of Cutting the Curd. Until then, eat lots of cheese.
To Cutting the Curd, hosted by Anne Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Anne Saxelby.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network.
You're listening to
you can find all of our archived programs on HeritageRadioNetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.